High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're talking about social media and filters. Is it wrong? Is it wrong or is it problematic that we want to put our best selves forward, even if it's not even ourselves? Well, we want to ask Daniel Hollander. He's a clinical psychologist. We wanted to ask him this question. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm feeling very well. And it's a beautiful, it's actually a very cloudy and misty morning here in Cape Town, but thank you for having me on the show.
Look, Cape Town is just a whole different planet. I was there last week or 2 weeks ago, and goodness, it's just magical. It's really, really beautiful. Either way, so Cape Town never needs filters. That's the truth, because Cape Town is naturally beautiful. What about the rest of us?
Oh, come on. I mean, there's beautiful places all over South Africa.
Our mind dance is spectacular this time of year. All right, but let's just talk about social media and putting the best version of ourselves, which sometimes isn't even ourselves, forward. What does that say about us, and is it problematic?
Yeah, I think the thing is that often when we say put our best self forward and we talk about filters, is that, you know, often filters are an algorithm or a calculation of how to alter the facial contours and the facial proportions towards what is seen as the accepted or the better way of looking. I suppose it depends a little bit on what type of filters you're talking about. I mean, sometimes we want to do a little bit of a touch-up and just get those bags away from our eyes and get rid of a few wrinkles. But often, especially when, for example, Snapchat started to do filters, they started to also change the contours of our faces made us look a little bit different. And there's sort of two things that happen there is once you kind of do things like that, it's more than just sort of a touch-up on a photo. It's changing the contours of our face towards what the algorithm would decide would be the perfect dimensions of a face or the perfect dimensions of a look. And that is where it starts to get a little bit worrying. I think, first of all, it was quite innocent in the sense of trying to change us to look like all sorts of interesting things. It was quite playful, you know. Suddenly you could look like an animal or put sunglasses on your face. But I think the moment that it started to become beauty filters and a permanent feature towards our photos, it broadcasts something that isn't quite genuine. It basically makes us all relatively look the same. There's where the concern often is it actually quite unfortunately starts to attack diversity and authenticity of our looks and how we see ourselves.
What's interesting to me is, like so many of these things, everything happens on a continuum. And there's some parts of it that are, I would imagine, pretty reasonable and normal. If we want to brush our hair or shave before we have a photo, you know, and we, you know, it's accepted and it's normal. And then if we want to use maybe some concealer because I just happen to have a bad pimple today, I would imagine that too is acceptable. But then somewhere along the line, we move from acceptable to maybe just pushing it slightly to something that is potentially dangerous or damaging. How do we ever know where that transition is and when that line is, considering we live in a society with a lot of group and collective think?
Well, I think one of the most important elements of humanity, of connection, is finding the balance between being connected with the people around us and being connected with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes what has happened is that we often do the one at the cost of the other. And just for example, I mean, that's one of the elements is that, you know, if we're touching ourselves up all the time, it depends on how we're touching ourselves up, especially if it's things like bags under our eyes. I mean, we know that often is a sign of not sleeping enough.
Mm.
And maybe it's important to address that first before we constantly need to touch ourselves up. That's one element that we can look at. But I think on the other hand is what worries me a little bit is the sort of, you know, it comes to the balance of who are we living our lives for, who are we taking photographs for, why are we taking photographs? We take a hell of a lot more photographs than we used to back in the day. I mean, I remember when I was, and I'll probably show my age, but when I was a kid, we still had those cameras where you had to get the film developed. So you were very...
Sure, I'm relieved. I thought you were going to say the ones where the guy would stand with like a cloth over his head. I thought, wow, you sound good for 90, yeah.
Exactly right. And but yeah, I mean, it took a long time to get a photograph developed and made and so forth. You know, by midday these days, you probably have taken about 6 to 10 selfies. So there's an element of a lot of our lives becomes documented and often appears on Instagram or social media. But the problem with that is that we have this sort of the sense that we have to show our best self forward the whole time, which I think is just horrendously unrealistic and sets up an unfortunate precedent that everybody then needs to or feels obliged to follow. And it's that element where something that is supposed to be a connection with us and the people that we want to share our lives with turns into that horrible place where now it becomes something that we have to do or something that we feel obliged to do. And that crossing over is often where it turns into a noose around our necks. I mean, sometimes it can be as drastic as that, where there's just this expectation that often creates the anxiety and the need to fit in. And the two things, yeah, like I mentioned earlier, that get attacked there is authenticity and diversity. We all tend to then start to look the same.
Yeah. The trend around, and I found it quite interesting because there's obviously this, the Instagram trend, Instagram is, everything looks really, really beautiful. TikTok maybe sometimes is a little bit more real, but we are oscillating between fighting to represent our real selves. And in fact, we were talking the other day to a guest who was telling us about this food eating slurping trend on TikTok, where I could throw up from it. It's just not something I would ever want to watch somebody else slurping their food. But what it said to me was there's almost a desperation for real and not perfection. But we seem to oscillate between the two, don't we? We go from wanting to present this perfection to slurping our food on TikTok in the most repulsive way. What is that?
Let me talk from a bit of a different perspective and say, you know, as much as I in my professional life, I'm a psychologist. Mm. I also in my other lives, you know, delve into the arts and delve into creating art. And I know that a big part about creating art is you can do as much technique-based learning as you want, but in order to be able to really be successful, you need to find your own unique voice. Otherwise, what is the point of people listening to you? And that whole time of or watching you and that whole time of finding your own voice and finding your own expression takes time, and it takes a lot of soul searching in regards to what is it actually that you stand for. And I think that it's almost as if that process wants to be rushed so that we don't find our own voice, we don't find our own expression, And that, you know, with the sake of a few filters and a few already, it's almost like templates, you know. We can find our own self-expression through these trends and through these templates. There's even opinions that you can adopt very, very quickly on forums and so forth.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And that it almost becomes like a tailor-made self-expression instead of going through the proper minestrone soup approach of taking your time to slowly develop the ideas and identity that you've got. And I think that that's possibly a little bit why we're going for these types of trends, is because they offer to an extent a quickened version of what essentially needs to take time. I think probably it's got something to do with that, is we're too much in a rush that we don't allow things to take their time to develop. And self-expression and self-knowledge are two of the most important things to really invest your time in.
Absolutely fascinating. That is where we leave it. I'd love your reaction and your thoughts to that. How many selfies do you take a day? 3, 4, 4? You don't need to be honest. In fact, you could lie to us, because it's like me and coffee. People say, how many coffees do you drink a day? And I look at them and think, how many do you think I should be drinking? And I normally say about 2 to 3, which is a bold-faced lie. I drink way, way more than that.